This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as I start a new series called I Have Decided. And I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. And the voice translation, Moses, I'm calling on the heavens and the earth to be witnesses against you. I give you the choice today between life and death, between being blessed or being cursed. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. I appreciate in some ways this may seem like a paradox of sorts in that God is on one hand commanding us to obey and yet still he permits us to choose. He not only tells us the right question, but he's also giving us the right answer. Yet he still allows us to decide. No one goes through hell or to hell without first making a choice. And now while people may go to hell because they've not been accurately informed, because we're not doing our job as the church, but ultimately we choose our eternal destination, life or death, heaven or hell, light or darkness. We make our choices and deal with the consequences in this life and in the next. And this is why, again, I think there's a tremendous sobriety to this series. As we take time to reflect on what does it mean to follow Jesus Christ, to make that decision for him. Because there is no more important decision to make than the decision to serve Jesus Christ, to know him as your Lord and Savior, to surrender your life to him. And so we make our choices and deal with the consequences, because every time we choose, we also reject. By choosing a vanilla ice cream, we also have automatically rejected the other flavors. By choosing your husband or wife, you turn from all other alternatives till death do you part. There is no one else. You love them and give yourself to them to the exclusion of all others. The D word, divorce, doesn't come into your vocabulary no matter how strongly you may disagree at times. Because it's a quality decision from which there's no turning or reconsidering. It's a covenant, not a contract. And so, in the same way, by choosing Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're rejecting all other religions, traditions, gurus, philosophies, and ideologies. Because he is the way, the only way. Jesus said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. And so Jesus is the only way to heaven. Many people wrongfully blame God for what he hasn't actually done. For we who are believers know that it is Satan who comes to rob, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10 says this. It says, Satan cometh not but for to rob, to kill, to destroy. I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so you could say there are two plans for every life. God plans to bless you. Satan plans to destroy you. And, you know, we ultimately cooperate with one or the other. Satan is the god of this fallen world. And yet, many people who never give God the time of day, who live like there is no God all their lives, suddenly when a problem happens to arise, immediately blame God. And I think that's very sad because, again, God is not the author of confusion, neither is he the author of destruction. He's a good God and he loves you. And in the same way as many blame God for what he hasn't actually done to them, they blame God for what he hasn't done for them, not realizing that he respects their choice. He doesn't just hear our words, he sees our hearts. Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them, Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. For we can confess him with our lips, and yet deny him by our actions and priorities. For there are many who make a commitment to Christ, and yet don't follow through. So, the question is, have you decided to follow Jesus? I mean, really follow him, or like so many others, are you just caught up in the crowd as a mere spectator? Have you truly surrendered your heart to Jesus Christ? Are you a follower or merely an observer? Are you in the crowd or are you in Christ? And I'd like us to turn to Luke chapter 13 and verse 22. This is a very important passage for us to reflect on. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you where you are from. Then you will begin to say, We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed, there are last who are first, and there are first who are last. And, you know, this is a very sobering passage to consider, because the Bible talks about how the door was shut. There's such a thing as too late. And they said, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he said, I do not know you where you're from. And so there's a big difference between knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus. And I think it's important we know the difference. And then you'll begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence and you taught in our streets. And I think this is tragic, that there were people who sat and ate with Jesus. They sat in his presence. They heard him. They watched him. They saw him do miracles. They heard him teach and reveal eternal truth. And yet they didn't receive him. The Bible says, to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you decided to follow Jesus? Because in this series, we're going to take an in-depth look at what it actually means to decide to follow Christ. Because there are clear implications to saying that we've decided to follow Jesus. For God tells us in John 15 and 16, You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So while we have decided to follow Jesus, ultimately it's God who's called us to follow him. And this is something I hope to delve into in greater detail over the coming weeks by looking at three key aspects to our decision to be followers of Christ: discipleship, stewardship, and leadership. There are essential areas to following and becoming like Jesus Christ. For 1 John 3 and verse 2 says, Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We are called to Christ-likeness. And let's be under no illusions. The enemy of our souls will fight our progress. There will be hindrances, tests, and trials along the way. Satan wants to see if you're serious about following Jesus. Galatians 6:7 says, You're running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? And so we must be aware that there will be hindrances. There will be hurdles. And so don't quit at the first hurdle. And don't make arrogant assumptions because you feel like you have it all together. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, Pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And anytime we feel that we have it together and that we're doing quite well in our Christian life and we're feeling quite smug about everything, generally that's just before we fall flat in our face. And so it's important that we walk before God with humility and recognize that it's God who works in us both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. And that, like Paul said, we can only do all things through Christ who gives us strength. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.